All right, here we go. This is Alex Pardo. I'm excited to come at you with episode 487 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? I want to welcome you. If this is your first time tuning into the Flip Empire Show, I just want to express my level of gratitude for devoting some time to listen to me here. I promise to do my very best to over-deliver. And if you are if you've been part of the Flip Empire community and you've been subscribed and tuned in here, thank you. Again, this it means the world to me that you're investing some time with me. And so without further ado, let's hop into today's episode where I'm going to be covering seven effective lead gen strategies to fill your pipeline today. Now, I want to kind of preface that by saying four of these are going to be ways that you can generate more leads today, like literally today. And then the last three are going to be, what do you do when you've generated these leads? What are some creative out-of-the-box ways to revive dead leads, right? And bring breathe life into some of these leads. What are some creative things you could do with leads that don't fit your buy box or that don't fit your criteria? Maybe they're retail leads or maybe they're over leveraged. How do you monetize some of those leads? And then the last thing I want to share with you is something I call the accidental email. This is something I shared at a mastermind I was recently in Tampa, and people loved it. People were like, I'm implementing that. Very cool, very creative, very out of the box. And so the last thing I want to share with you is the accidental email. So make sure that you listen the whole way through here. So having said that, let's dive into this. So the first thing you can do from a lead gen perspective, okay, is I can tell you this is extremely effective. Go to meetup.com, create an account, and host a monthly meetup. Now, if you do this bi-weekly, so twice a month, or if you, it's going to be even better than doing it monthly, but Meetup now has the ability to do these meetups online. And I can tell you, just by doing this, you are going to have leads that are being brought to you. You're going to have deals that are brought to you. You're going to have potential joint venture partners that want to work with you. And you can align yourself with strategic partners to get more leads, close more deals, and ultimately make more money. So literally, just by being at the quote-unquote front of the room, just by being the organizer, the facilitator, number one, you're going to build up an email list of people that that essentially join your meetup or that you're join your meeting. Number two, just by being the organizer, people are going to see you as the authority figure. People are going to bring you deals. It's going to give you the ability to build your relationship capital, which is something I talked about in the previous episode. That's extremely valuable currency is your relationship capital. So you're gonna deepen your network. And ultimately, again, you're gonna have opportunities that come from it. So meetup.com, it's worth it. Trust me. Host a monthly meetup, whether it's in person or whether it's online, and you're gonna be able to provide a lot of value just by hosting the meetup. You're gonna build relationships, deals, and opportunities are gonna come to me. Try it and let me know. Number two, guys, don't discount the fact that Sometimes wholesalers in your market are actually putting out good wholesale deals. Now, I will tell you, I think that the good majority of them are not deals. Maybe 60 to 80% of the deals that are put out there are not deals. Maybe they're being marketed just way too high and there's not enough meat on the bone. But every now and then, if you keep an eye on this, or if you have somebody on your team, like a virtual assistant keeping an eye on this, every now and then you're going to see a deal that comes across where the wholesaler is leaving way too much meat on the bone. And you can do a couple of things. You can either buy that deal if you're interested to fix and flip it, or if you're a wholesaler, maybe you can contract that deal. Maybe you can close on that deal yourself and then turn around and re-wholesale it because they just left that much margin, that much meat on the bone. One of the things that you can do that we did years ago is we created like a deal matrix or a zip code matrix. And what you do is you list all the zip codes in your market. And then you can have a general or a ballpark strike price, right? And the strike price is, hey, if you see a deal come across in this zip code and it's being marketed for this price or in the ballpark, pick up the phone because that's a potential deal. Now, obviously, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Alex, certain zip codes in my town, like this side of the neighborhood is amazing, and then the other side of the neighborhood absolutely sucks. It's a war zone. Well, that happens. I get it. We have some areas like that in Miami too. So it's not a black and white thing, but that's why it's critical. It's really, really important that you get to know your market, and that, you know, whoever you train to do this, to keep an eye on these things, understands your market. So that's the second thing you can do, is just picking up and buying deals from wholesalers just by keeping an eye on it. Number three, get leads from local wholesalers. Okay. Maybe you're trying to generate leads, and you're trying to bootstrap this thing, or you're on a shoestring budget. You know, maybe you don't have a lot of money. Well, I can tell you, one of our Ascend members, a gentleman by the name of Matt Fullerton, who I've actually had on the podcast talking about this, he and his partner at the time in 2019, they were operating under a very strict non-compete. So it was a 1-year non-compete where they could not do any direct mail. They could not do any bandit signs. They couldn't do text message marketing, cold calling, door knocking, any of the things that you and I have at our disposal. He couldn't do it. So they got really creative, and they started reaching out to every single wholesaler in the market, every single wholesaler. And what they did was, they had the time, they had the energy, they had the knowledge and experience to get on the phone and convert leads into deals and into appointments. And so most of the wholesalers out there, believe it or not, do not have an effective follow-up system, and or they're just not following up. They're not quote unquote touching these leads enough. Well, reach out to these people and see if you can work their dead leads and just come up with some sort of joint venture split. Well, he did this, and they generated $946,000 in wholesale fees. And this was their primary way to generate leads. In fact, I think it was the only way to generate leads because of this non-compete. So reach out to wholesalers that most of them do not have an effective follow-up system. Get your hands on their old dead leads or even their existing leads and work out some sort of partnership. Let them know that you operate with full transparency. And I'm telling you that that's a way to do deals for free, or to generate leads for free and potentially do deals. Number four, kind of along those lines, joint venture marketing partnerships. Now, this is something I've done effectively for the better part of 7-8 years now, where maybe you're in a position where you don't have money, right? And so one of the things you can do, or maybe you're just not, you don't have the expertise or the time to generate leads from a particular marketing channel. Well, one of the things you can do is, if you have the time, energy, and you can put in the sweat equity, maybe you have the experience or the knowledge, go out and find somebody. It doesn't even have to be in your market. Go out and find somebody who doesn't have one of those things. Find someone who has money, but they don't have the time, the energy, the persistence, and they're not going to do deals because they don't have that, but they have capital, right? Partner with these people, have them pay for the marketing, have them generate the leads to you, whether it's to your cell phone or a call rail number, into your CRM, whatever the case might be, have them pay for the marketing. You work the leads and then do a joint venture marketing split. I can tell you that I've done this successfully with 7 different marketing partners. Just as recent as middle of last year, we closed a deal with a really, really good friend of mine who's a ninja when it comes to Facebook marketing and generating Facebook leads. Well, we weren't tapping into Facebook for seller marketing, and that was like his area of expertise. He paid for the marketing. He started generating Facebook leads. We were able to close a deal. It was a pretty nice deal. He got his split. We got ours. And it's a lead that we probably wouldn't have gotten otherwise. So joint venture marketing partners. In fact, if you want me to go deeper on this episode, go to flipempire.com in the search bar, put JV marketing partner or put joint venture marketing. And I believe I've created an episode on this in the past. So make sure you check that out. So just as a quick recap, 4 lead gen ideas for you: hosting a monthly meetup group, buying deals from wholesalers, or keeping an eye on potential really, really good high margin fat deals that wholesalers put out, getting leads and partnering with local wholesalers, or doing a joint venture marketing partnership. Those are some cheap and or free ways that you can effectively generate more leads today to fill your pipeline. Now, I want to transition to the last 3. Now that you've generated these leads, or maybe you already have some leads in your pipeline, what are some creative or effective things you can do with these leads? Well, aside from following up in every single way you can think of, phone calls, text messages, direct mail, voice drops, if it's legal, you know, I'm not giving you legal advice, but consult with an attorney. There's my quick disclaimer. One of the things I learned many, many years ago by a gentleman by the name of Dean Jackson. I want to give him all the credit. Brilliant marketer. It's called the 9-word email. The 9-word email is nothing more than a very simple subject line, right? And it's something that invokes curiosity and gets them to open the email. So I like subject lines like "Hey," or a subject line like "Curious" with a question mark, or it could just be a question mark. And then in the body of the email, you don't put "Hi," you don't put "Hey" in the body, you don't put like, you know, you just say, "Are you still interested in blank?" Insert whatever it is you're curious about connecting with them on. So it could be, "Are you still interested in selling your home?" Now, I'm not going to count and see if that's exactly 9 words, but you get the idea. The 9-word email: "Are you still interested in blank?" Don't put your name after, don't put "thanks," don't put anything else, just that. Well, I can tell you that there was a period of time where we were doing this once a month religiously, and it was reviving old dead leads. Sellers that had gone dark on us that we hadn't heard of, hadn't heard from in months, and in some cases years, were reaching back out to us, in some cases with yes or no. Either way, if it was a no, it allowed us to clean up our database and mark those as not interested. And if they came back with yes, we were able to re-spark a conversation and open up the dialogue, and open up the lines of communication. In some cases, they would actually reach out to us with their phone number and say, "Yes, call me." So this is a great way to just kind of re-engage with maybe your old dead leads or maybe people that have just gone dark on you. Sometimes you'll even get the email bounce back and kick back, and you realize you have a bad email. So again, it gives you the ability to clean up your database. Number six, right? Or the second thing you can do with some of your existing leads is, if you have retail leads that just don't work for you, let's say the seller has zero interest in any type of creative financing or terms, deals, or anything like that, and you're just a wholesaler or a fix and flip investor and you're not looking to list properties, find a local, ambitious, hungry realtor who you can trust, who you can build a relationship with or have a relationship. And you can do a couple of different things. You can either sell them those leads, you know, maybe you can sell them on a per lead basis, or maybe you can package up a bunch of leads and sell your leads. That's one way to monetize it. Or number two, even better, what we have done, I've actually done both, but one of the things you can do is, if you have a license or if somebody on your team has a license, partner with them. "Hey, I'm going to send you these retail leads. You work them and let's work out a split." I can tell you I've worked out splits from as low as 15% of the person's commission all the way up to 50% of the person's commission. And for many, many years, we would make an extra $3,000 to $15,000 a year just off of listing commissions, where we didn't have to do anything. All we did was send them a spreadsheet of leads. And now, granted, you want to make sure that there's full transparency. Anytime you're working with someone, whether it's a joint venture marketing partner, which by the way, I forgot to mention, when we do that, we set it up in our system, in our CRM, where we would have a local dedicated phone number for them. And every time a lead would come in, it would share that lead with them. So we always operated with full transparency. Well, circling back to, you know, partnering with realtors or selling them your leads, you want to make sure it's somebody that you trust, that is going to be transparent and is not going to be a douchebag. I'm telling you, life is too short to work with douchebags. And you can quote me on that, by the way. Don't work with anybody that's going to be just a pain in the you know what. Don't work with people that are going to give you a hard time or are going to be shady or sneaky or not transparent. I don't care how much money you stand to make. Don't do it. It's not worth the extra gray hair. Trust me. So, again, I guarantee you have leads in your system that you're not going to be able to convert because of A or B reason. Those could be potentially good leads for the right agent. So figure out who you can either sell those leads to or potentially partner with. There's nothing cooler than getting a random text message or matter of fact, like 4 or 5 months ago, I got a text message from one of the agents we've worked with. And we're like, "Hey, dude, this lead that you sent me like 2 years ago," literally, no lie, the lead was 2 years ago that I sent it to him. He's like, "We were able to finally just close it. I think it was like $1,100 or $1,200 check I have for you." that's like $1,100-$1,200 out of nowhere. Like that money's not going to change my life in any way, obviously, but it's $1,100-$1,200 that's basically dropping into your lap out of nowhere. So find the right agents you can work with. And I'm telling you, you can monetize leads that are in your database that you otherwise wouldn't be able to monetize. And the last strategy for you here is something, again, I shared with my mastermind group and they really liked it. And I'm calling it the accidental email. Here's what the accidental email is. The accidental email is you want to send an email to somebody on your team about the seller who you want to read that email. So let me restate that in a different way. The accidental email is you writing an email to your acquisition manager, or you writing an email to your virtual assistant, or you writing an email to your lead manager. If you don't have any of those people, it could be you writing an email to your mom. Write an email to somebody, and in the subject line, you're going to put the seller's address, or you're going to put the seller's name, okay? And then in the email, so like let's say I'm writing an email to my acquisition manager. Let's say I was writing an email to, let's say your acquisition manager's name is Sally. Hey, Sally. And now in the body of the email, you're going to write about a recent deal that you just closed, or it could be a deal you closed whenever. And you're going to write about, you're congratulating them and thanking them for going above and beyond and helping that particular homeowner because they were very happy. I'm so glad we were able to help this homeowner out, this and that. And then you're going to put, great job, your name. P.S. By any chance, have you heard from, now this is where you're going to put in the seller who you really want to contact, right? Or who you're interested in getting in front of. Have you heard from Becky about her property on 123 Main Street? If not, would you mind reaching out to her just to see if she's open to having a conversation about her property? You know, we're now that we've closed this house, we're looking to buy another one, right? And so, and then what you do is you send that email to your team member, but you BCC Becky, who you're really interested in buying her house. What that's going to do is one of a couple different things. Number one, Becky's going to realize that the email's about her, but it wasn't intended to go to her. So it's going to be curious. It's going to potentially make her want to reach out to you. Number two, it's going to show Becky that, hey, you just bought a property and helped out a homeowner. Now, one of the things you can do is in the body of the email, include a testimonial from that homeowner if you have one, right? So I would encourage you to write an email about a homeowner who you have a testimonial from. And if you can include a link or a video or something, that's even that much more powerful. Because now Becky is going to get this email that was talking about, hey, she's going to see the PS and, hey, have you heard from Becky about her house? But she's also going to see that, hey, these people were able to help somebody else out. And here's a testimonial from that seller. So it's kind of a unique, creative way to connect with people. It's called the accidental email. So check it out. Let me know. I'd be very curious what kind of results you get from it. So that's all I got for you. Those are 7 lead gen strategies to fill your pipeline. 4 of those were lead gen. 3 are things you can do with your existing leads. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts. If you're getting value from this, tag me. You know, put this episode in Facebook or Instagram. Tag me. I'd love to start a dialogue with you. And I just really appreciate you. I really, really appreciate you, you taking the time to listen to me. And again, I'm going to do everything in my power to just bring you high quality content to help you ascend in your life and in your business. And that's all I got for you. So, if you've enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends, share it with somebody who you think could benefit from this information. That is, And a review is probably the biggest thank you and sign of gratitude you can give me. But if not, perfectly cool too. Just make sure you continue. Hit that subscribe button. Make sure you're plugged in so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I got some awesome, awesome guests and some content lined up for you. So really appreciate you, my friends. Thank you. By the way, one thing I do want to mention, a quick PS here. As far as joint venture marketing partners, I am actually interested in aligning myself and working with the right people. So it would have to check off a couple of different boxes, but maybe you're in a position where you have knowledge, you have experience, maybe you have a team, but maybe you're lacking financial resources and you're looking to generate more leads. You know how to convert leads. You know how to close deals. Well, if there's a core value alignment and if it just checks off certain boxes, I would potentially be interested in funding some of your campaigns and then us working out some sort of joint venture split. So if that's anything that you might have an interest in, send me an email, alex@flipempire.com. We can hop on a quick call and, you know, see if it's a fit. No obligation, no stress, no pressure. I'm not selling anything. Just want to, again, I want to tap into some of my resources and just tap into more strategic alliances when it's a core value alignment and it's when it's just the right fit. Again, life is too short to work with douchebags. So if you're a douchebag, don't email me. But yeah, if you're not and you know, you have any interest in partnering with me, again, I'm not selling anything. This isn't coaching or anything like that. I'm just potentially interested in funding the right people's marketing campaigns and doing deals together that way. So that's all I got for you. Really, really appreciate you. Have an amazing, amazing day. And remember, if anybody hasn't told you recently, you got this. You can do it. All right. So just don't quit. Don't stop. Keep at it. And continue to plug into the podcast here, the Flip Empire Show, and we will talk soon. Have a great one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.